Jake, good afternoon. How are you?
You know, we had such a great weekend coming off of the conference. How could I be better? How could I be better after all that? I mean, we heard from some epic speakers last weekend. We had a huge amount of people watching from all across the world. I mean, Australia, Singapore, saw some from Vietnam in there. That was cool. Lots of comments, lots of engagement. Like, just it does your heart good, right? It does your heart good when you've got people on stage sharing their message, and your audience and their audience are engaging and getting things from that message. So it was just really inspirational. I mean, it's such another just a ton of fun to have that event.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I like what you said there. And I have an idea for today's episode that I want to convey to the audience, right? So standing out, taking a risk, and then getting and giving audience, right? So, let's talk about our season two of Total Disruption, right? It is going to be the business battleground. And, this idea where you and I said, okay, how can we make the most impact? How can we disrupt the coaching industry? And how can we make the most impact for our clients and our customers so that we can both help them grow their business and then get them visibility immediately? I mean, immediately at the same time. So we're taking the concept of media and we're taking the concept of coaching, which is basically shortcuts, hacks, tactics, mindset, tricks, accountability, discipline, just focus. And we're basically locking them together for the business battleground, right? We're turning it into a contest and we're going forward with people. So why don't we talk a little bit about the origin of this? I mean, I kind of just gave it the run over, but the idea of for one move, you're getting a media pack. And you're getting visibility and you're getting instruction, education, and a community. I mean, think about that. Why wouldn't every business want to do that? Or any personal brand or anybody that's selling something and that needs customers? What a beautiful idea. I wonder why it hasn't been done before.
Because it's hard. I'm gonna be really honest with you. Like, how much time? So we wanted to bring you guys in on the thought process of what this is, because we think it carries tremendous value to you guys to kind of understand how we work, for one, and two, like, where a lot of people just quit. They just stop in this thought process. So Mike asked all the right questions there. You know, he's like, how can we bring the value? How can we do something different? How can we create greater impact? And we've asked the questions, we've done the surveys, and we've done all those things, which is a part of the process. I don't want to glaze over that, but I want to be clear. Like, surveying your client base, like whatever the survey question is, and it's basically, what do you want? When it comes right down to it, what do you as my client want? Like, you got to survey your client base, because we, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, whatever the words you want to label yourself with is today, we know what we want to provide, right? We have this idea in our head that we want to provide. But is it what our audience actually wants? Is it what they actually want? The only way to do that is to ask them. That's the only way to really find out. So you ask them what they want. And we did all the surveys, we ran it through, we asked some different marketing companies. We have really run over our board of directors, as you have it. We have a bunch of mentors and role models that we reach out to and go, what do you think about this? And running it through that iteration as well to get to a place to where you go, okay, our client's biggest problem is A. So for ours, as we know, the one that we can solve for is, like, there's three problems. I'll back that one up. Our audience as a whole of business owners in the age brackets and everything that we reach, and we know that that's true because we look at the market demographic, is I can't access capital. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough resources to do the things because I don't have the capital. And three, I don't have the ability to grow and connect with my audience. I can't do it to be able to convert my audience. And I have news for you. Everybody has that. This is the top three problems. And so Mike and I looked at that and said, all right, what can we solve for? Well, we're not, you know, we're not Jeff Bezos. We're not Bill Gates. We can't just stroke everybody a check and say, here's all your capital. Here's all the money you could possibly need. We're headed there. We're going to get there. And it'd be, and once we get there, I can't wait to be that kind of philanthropist. That'll be great. But we can't solve for that today. We can't solve for, we can solve for some resources, but we can't build everything and give it to you all for free. Like, we've got to get paid for the work that we do. So the thing we can solve for, and this has been long, this has been a several month conversation. We've talked about this in previous episodes of going slow to go fast. So there's a, this lot of iteration around what we can solve for is this market is growing your audience and connecting to your audience right now. And we can do that through this, this multifaceted way that we're doing it. So we're doing it in our methodology, in our formula that we tend to run. And this is, it's all about going really fast. And so, like, as we're marching down this road, I heard it. And I know I actually, we heard it last night at, I think it was what, 12:30 your time, midnight, 12:30. We had one of our mentors say, why are you choosing to go so deep here? And like, there's those, and she did it out of a challenge. She did it out of, I really want to know what the purpose is. Not a, we don't think you can do it. She did it out of a challenge for us, but that's where that benefit is. And yeah, we're going stupid deep here. So this is where Mike led in, and I'm just talking. So dive in anytime, man.
Right. Yeah. I noticed that. talking about talking in sound bites. Why don't we get her back on so she can educate?
Yeah, I know. That same coach would tell me, sound bites, dude. You've been talking for like 6 minutes. Shut up. Right. And that's okay.
So it is fine. I mean, this is an over the shoulder look at a conversation between two people about a project that we're going to try to impact. What, 40 people, 20? How many are we trying to take on this season?
For the year, we're looking at a minimum of 40. And that's a, you know, and think about that. I want you to think about this. Minimum. 25, the year 25, we're talking about the four seasons deep all the way through. We're planning out to the point of 10 businesses per season going head to head for 12 episodes. Like, this is almost a forestry thought process of how far out we're thinking of what the end result is. This isn't a, what do I got to do today to sell a high ticket, you know, or what do I got to do today to coach this one person? This is, you know, we're 2 years down the line in this thought process now.
Yeah. And for those of you that are out there thinking, you know, when it comes to taking risks, it's a big risk. It's a big undertaking, but it's not a risk when it's calculated and you're passionate and it is directly in line with total disruption. I mean, imagine you're a person who is a journeyman career individual and you either leave a job or you're starting in like a solopreneur type consulting business and you're trying to get authority. You're trying to get yourself brand identified. You're trying to get yourself out there in the world on social media. You're trying to get yourself in front of a group of people that could potentially refer you customers. And then you're trying to actually build literally the mechanics to transact some sort of web page, some sort of credit card link. I mean, all these, what we consider be boring details. And I realize, you know, this seems like I'm oversimplifying this, but I'm not. And literally you go from having an idea, because you're not an upstart in your idea. If you've been doing this as a passion project for a long time and somebody now wants to get out in the world, there's so many barriers. And everyone, I'm not saying everyone, but 99% of the people fail to actually impact and reach an audience. They are not trying to talk to you like we are. We would love for you, our audience, to see some of the cool people that we found, some amazing individuals. Not everyone's going to resonate with everybody, but some amazing individuals that are actually trying to make a difference in this world and trying to solve a problem. Now, it might not be that interesting in terms of the problem they're solving, but I promise you, watching the hero's story, right, as they grow, as they mature, as they change via their business, via their presence, via their person, and they start getting more in line with their messaging, it is the core reason why Jake and I do this, that transformational process. And then almost like you're passing the impact flame to someone else that can go out there and geez, spread their message and impact hundreds and thousands of people for a positive, for a good, and fill a need to society and give back, and then make a living doing it. And then they could get their start at Total Disruption. What an honor. What an honor that would be. So this over-the-shoulder look is definitely something that we don't normally do, because this is very sort of inside information. But, hey, we figured since it's going to be outside information in like 3 weeks from now, we might as well get it out to you.
Yeah. So real quick, and you guys know we always do this. It's that time of the show where we're going to play this. So this one's a little different. We are taking applications for future seasons of the show. We are looking for business owners that are ready to connect and convert and make money from that conversion. We want to put you on the TV show. We want to put you in front of hundreds of thousands of people. We did the math last night. It was ridiculous of how many people we actually had when we added it all up, of where we're going with not only the show, the social media, extra stages, our entire email list, which is over 300,000 people that we are going to plug you into directly. Like, we want your business to thrive. We want it to grow. We want to show your story. So this is, you know, Mike's got some great sound bites the last couple of days. He said that we're the 1099 Express. And that's the absolute truth of, if you're in that space, that 1099 space, and you're like, you're making money, but are you making money? Hear where I'm going with that? Like, this is that thing. And maybe you know, and I did at one point, I'm like, I'd love to do a TV show. I have no idea what I would do. Well, that maybe that's you. And maybe this is that opportunity to go, you know what? I would like to be on their show. I would like for them to direct me. I would like for them to professionally film me. I would like for them to build me 40 of my own individual professionally produced video shorts. I would like to have 12 evergreen episodes of the show out there. I would like to have a weekly email go out to 300,000 people to promote my business. And I'd like to sign up and get that moving right now, because the world needs to hear my story. If that's you, like, if you're just sick of taking coaching programs, and this is coming from me, man, because I've sold high ticket coaching programs for over a decade of people come to me, I teach them to do the thing, they go implement the thing. This is different. This is, we're going to do that with you. And we're going to put you in front of the people today. We are going to implement what we're coaching with you while we do it. We're putting the makeup on in the car. That's what we're doing, guys. And we're going to give you a free year of the guild. So we're going to keep coaching you 9 months after your last episode airs the first time. And that's assuming we never do a rerun. So this is something that's not been done. I'm stoked about it. It's going to be so good. And there's going to be some massive impact here.
I'm excited about it. Now, I know what you're thinking out there. There's a unique individual out there that's probably saying, well, I could refer you guys a bunch of business, but I'm not interested in actually going through this process. That's okay, too. If you fill out the application and just put on their referral agent, you want to go out and refer us, there is some compensation there as well for you. And if you're just enthusiastic and you know 10 or 15 people, the application's a conversation. It's no obligation. We'd love to get in front of some people so people get in front of us. And worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, you know we're going to coach you anyway in a certain, either through this medium or another one. So either way, we've made an impact and we've done our job. So find the QR code down here, scan it, and let's go. And let's figure that out.
Worst case is you do the application. Maybe we don't accept you for the show. Maybe you're not quite the right fit for the season, and that's cool. Like Mike said, we're going to keep coaching you. But worst case is you're going to get a conversation with us, and you're going to get the marketing assessment, and you're going to get a marketing plan for how to roll your business forward just for applying. So just you got nothing to lose to apply.
That's the key. You want visibility, you want marketing, and you want people to know who you are, and you don't want to wait to do it. Right. I've waited too long in certain aspects and it bit me. I don't want you guys waiting that long. You know, I want to know who you are, what you're doing, what you're trying to impact, and how we can help you impact. 100%. So let's move off this conversation, Jake, and let's actually go into this, the art of taking this risk. Like, what if it fails? Right. I mean, we have a no fail approach. It's not going to fail. But while we're at it, let's teach, right? Let's get some coaching going here. Let's use a little NLP. and let's you know, you and I are standing out on an island, right? So far, we have a plan to swim to shore. We can't see the shore, but we're visualizing it. We're visualizing the impact. We're visualizing the client transformation process. We're visualizing the smile. We're visualizing how comfortable somebody feels after they've completed a season with us, and they are so much better off than when they started professionally, leverage-wise. How do people handle this fear of not doing something, whether it's engaging with us or starting what we're doing, starting on their own right? Why don't you, let's do some NLP.
You forecasted it, man. Of the reason we get to do what we do, and the reason we have that no fail policy. Like, you can say it's a no fail policy, and it really is, because we're going to adapt, we're going to overcome, we're going to fix what's broken. We're going to ideate until we can't ideate anymore. We're going to run 5 different iterations through our board of directors, which are high level, our people that are looking out for us. They're the ones that are saying, man, we want to see you succeed at a high level. We love this. I'm going to challenge this over here, see if you've thought about that. So, I mean, you forecasted it with we're visualizing what it looks like at the end. We see this goal. We know where we're going here, and then we back into all the steps going down that road. I think where the fear comes in, and where the separation is, and this is my opinion, mind you, but I know it, I've seen it on how many times, and I know you have too. We have that goal. We have it clearly visualized. Like, you wouldn't believe the folder of information that we built out relative to this concept. It's war and peace is what it looks like. It's a huge set of words that are in there. Where people fail is they go, great, I built out the words. And then they say, okay, what's next? And that's common. They say, what's next? Instead of where we're coming at this is, that's the end. That's where I'm going. Point on the map, right? If I want to drive from New York to San Diego, I have to look at the map and go, here's San Diego. Where would I like to stop along the way? I'd like to stop maybe in Phoenix and Denver. I'm going to blow right through St. Louis. However that's going to go. But now I know, how much gas do I have to put in the tank to get to the first stop? So I think where a lot of the fear comes from is they're not visualizing the end in mind. And that's, you nailed it, because that's such a critical component of really understanding where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going at the end, you have no idea what the next step is. You wouldn't even put the keys in the ignition if you don't know you're going somewhere. Because you don't know if you're walking around the block, or you don't know if you're going to San Diego. Do I need to get on a plane? Do I take a bus? Do I walk? What am I doing? So I think that
you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And getting that clear imagery of, this is where we're going, this is what it looks like at the end. Absolutely where it looks like at the end. Now, this is where, and Michael and I say it all the time, and we complement each other. Well, sometimes we compliment each other, but most of the time we're giving each other crap. But the reality is, we complement each other because of our different dynamics of thinking. Mike thinks his a way that he thinks. I think a way that I think, and we complement each other because we're able to ask each other questions the other one wouldn't have considered based on what it is. When I build something, when I build out all of these things that I built out, I build it from a very pragmatic standpoint. I know that. And I build it from a very pragmatic standpoint, very 30,000 foot view. I'm going to stop St. Louis, Denver, Phoenix, San Diego, 30,000 foot view. I need this much fuel, right? Mike is going to get down on the ground and go, you realize you're driving through the mountains in the winter. You planning on taking tire chains? Like, you're going to hit this spot. So that's so critical to understanding that. So that's two pieces, and we can get super granular, but knowing what the end result is, pay attention to what I just said there, knowing what the end result is going to be, not I think it's going to be, or it could possibly be. You got to commit to the end result, and being able to then come backwards and having those people in your life that are going to go, okay, I'm going to challenge it, but I'm going to challenge it because I wonder if you thought about this. Not, I don't think you can't do that. It's a challenge piece. So where do you want to build on that, Mike?
So where I've heard a lot of people have challenges, and it's just a fear block. You know, they say, oh, I want to wait to Q2, Q3. I'm having a few other things launch in Q1. I need to build the infrastructure first before I can. No. You don't need to build anything before anything's built. It marketing is the key. You have to backfill, right? Making converting adjustments to messaging only happens from making messaging. You don't know. You could have Dan Kennedy script you something. You could have Frank Kern. These are internet marketing guru ad agency people that are just made tens of millions of dollars, right? The only way those guys really wrote converting copy was by writing copy and mailing it, writing copy, speaking it, writing copy and adjusting it. When it runs into a brick wall on some sort of A/B test or nobody buys, guess what? Rewrite. Reword, reconstitute, repurpose, redo, remeasure, reacquire. Oh, didn't do it again. Boom, boom, boom. Same formula, right? So I hear a lot of people say, I need to do this and I need to do that, right? Motion is the ultimate goal. Motion, something's happening when you're moving in a direction. Now, in some cases,
physics.
You can make bad choices and you're moving in the wrong direction. It's tiring to loop, but you know what? If you figure out a way with some good coaching, you can figure out a way to immediately flip and go the other way. But without motion, you can't adjust. You can have the best everything. You could be the best singer in the world if you're in your bedroom. Nobody knows it. Mm-hmm. You could be the most killer guitar player. No one knows it. And that's fine if you want to stand on top of your own hill and pontificate. But if you're trying to impact people, or you're trying to make a living doing it, or you're trying to change minds and lives, and you're trying to really pay your bills, or you're trying to reach your wildest dreams, that's the move. Motion, action, activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And I totally agree with you on that. Because what we see all the time is that analysis paralysis. I'm going to try to figure everything out up front before I even attempt it, because what if I fail? Well, who cares? I'm going to be really honest with you. Michael and I combined, I don't want to count how many times we've broken something, how many times we've failed, how many times we've adjusted. But the reality is every single one of those taught us something that we needed to know so that we could not have, most people say not have that happen again, so that we can, when we come up against that wall again, we fully know the way around it. We know the way over it. We know where the ladder is. We know who the person is. It was what the secret key is. Like, that's what the, nobody beats a video game the first time. No. There are those few freak people that do it, but like, you could pick up a video game. You got to march forward in the game. You got to die 5 times. You start at the beginning again. You got to march forward. It's the same rules. You got to learn the lessons along the way in order to get there. But the same thing, when you sit down to play that game, your goal is to beat the game. Your end goal is you see yourself finishing it and going, oh man, that was really cool. I enjoyed it. It's visualizing that end piece and being really clear on knowing where you're going. Usually if you're going to crash and burn because you didn't know where you were going, that's such a critical part.
Well, it's also like this too, Jake. Like, when we started doing this and had this concept, you know, we consulted somebody about it. We had many iterations of it. We had a dumbed down version of it. We had a full blown version of it. We had a very expensive part of it. We had a very inexpensive part of it. But we didn't know it until we started marketing it and talk about it. And we acted as if we already had this thing going. So those of you out there that are sitting on the fence, not necessarily about what we're doing, like whatever it is you're sitting on the fence doing, if it's, you know, legal, moral, and ethical and going to impact people in a positive way, just get going doing it. And just, you know, live your dreams, be fulfilled, move towards what it is you're trying to do. Fear can always be combated by motion. Jake, we're running out of time, man. Any parting words of wisdom or any resources that you want to drop down on people before we part ways and head off into the sunset here?
You know, I mean, as far as resources, there's bucket loads of them. It just depends on what is going to speak to you the most. What I would tell you, and you hear me say it all the time, like, don't do it alone. If you are sitting and being and don't have a roadmap and you're doing it by yourself, phone a friend, call somebody, call a mentor, call a role model, get with somebody in your community that has done something like what you're doing or has done it. Ask the question, because the answer to a question unasked is always no.
Well, that was great wisdom, Jake. Thanks. So for Jake Clendenning, my name is Michael Liberci. It is now your turn to disrupt. We'll catch you next time.
See you next time, guys.